This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, April 17th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF Night with the Naturals is April 24th, a week from tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together. One lucky guest will throw out the first pitch if over 200 KUAF tickets are sold. A portion of ticket sales will benefit KUAF. KUAF tickets are only available at 927-4063 or click the banner at KUAF.com to email in an order.
KUAF is supported by the fully remodeled and expanded Walmart Museum, a family-friendly experience featuring interactive displays on the history of Walmart, Walton's Five and Dime, and the Spark Cafe Soda Fountain. Located on the square in downtown Bentonville and open daily until 9 p.m., that's including Sundays, 277-8493 or on Facebook, facebook.com/Walmart Museum for more information.
On this edition of Ozarks, Mexico's history is long and rich and often misunderstood. I'll talk with a historian who's written 11 books on the subject.
Plus, a conversation with a gubernatorial candidate who cites his business background as sufficient experience for higher office in the state as we continue a series leading up to the elections this November.
But first, the Arkansas Lottery Commission voted yesterday to pursue electronic monitor games as a way of boosting lagging sales. The decision came only a day after a legislative oversight committee voiced its disapproval for such a plan. Lottery Director Bishop Woolsey says lottery proceeds, which fund scholarships in the state, would be bolstered by the added electronic games.
You know, my hope was that once we get it up and going, once it's full steam, you know, you may be looking at $4 or $5 million a year in proceeds that are generated because of maybe a little less, maybe more. It's hard to tell at this point.
Commissioner Diane Lamberth says there are other games lottery officials are hoping to add to the state's lottery system.
They've talked about the Keno game, which is a very interesting game. It's just a four-minute Powerball. You buy a ticket from the ticket machine, and you watch it on a TV screen to see who wins, just like Powerball.
Lamberth was also the only commissioner to vote against implementing new electronic games. She said she did support electronic games and merely wanted more time to better inform the legislature of the lottery's plans. The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery began in 2009 after voters authorized lottery sales the previous year. The law does not grant lottery officials authority to implement electronic slot machines, but the commission says the games they are proposing will be different.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas and the Arkansas Public Law Center yesterday filed a lawsuit challenging the state's voter ID law. The act, passed in 2013, requires voters to show photo identification at the polls, a prerequisite that ACLU Executive Director Rita Sklar says puts more burden on the voter than Arkansas's Constitution permits.
This law is a solution to a non-existent problem. And it only creates more trouble for people who have been voting all their lives. It throws hurdles in front of them instead of, again, making it easier for them to participate in the democratic process.
Sklar says the law targets populations with poor access to resources.
It's easy to see that these kind of laws are targeted at disenfranchising a certain group of people. And it's people that some people don't want to vote. It's that simple. The poor, people of color, the elderly, people they don't think will vote for them. Why else make it harder for them when there is not a problem?
The suit names Secretary of State Mark Martin and the State Board of Election Commissioners as defendants. Sklar says the ACLU is seeking a preliminary injunction and hopes to strike down the law before it can affect the primary and general elections. Advocates of the law see it as a necessary requirement, saying it protects against voter fraud and that presenting a valid ID is not an undue burden.
Walmart is ramping up its financial service offerings. According to the City Wire, the retail giant is teaming up with Kansas-based Euronet to offer a new money transfer service, similar to services the retailer currently offers through MoneyGram. Euronet, with its worldwide presence, reported $370 million of revenue last year from money transfers, and financial services added about $4.8 billion to Walmart's top-line revenue last year. That deal is expected to close by June.
Walmart's CEO has made a sizable contribution to the University of Arkansas. Doug McMillan, a UA alumnus, and his wife Shelley are donating $1 million to establish the McMillan Family Endowed Excellence Fund, which will benefit the Sam Walton College of Business. According to the university, the fund will establish an endowment that will help fund a proposed School of Global Retail Operations and Innovation. The school would reportedly have an interdisciplinary scope and global focus to engage undergraduate and graduate students in retail learning and research. McMillan graduated from the College of Business in 1989, and this February, he took over as CEO of Walmart.
The new urban agriculture ordinance in Fayetteville goes into effect today. Previously, only four hens were allowed on any single-family residential property within the city. Under the new ordinance, up to 20 female chickens or ducks, depending on property size, are allowed on properties with single-family or educational zoning designations. The new ordinance also allows urban farmers to keep up to three goats and four beehives, again, depending on property size, and home produce agricultural products can also now be sold on site.
Also in Fayetteville, the city's Development Services Department will begin accepting applications today for food truck owners to operate in parallel public parking spaces and in city parks. The applications will be accepted through Wednesday, April 30th, and city staff will choose nine qualifying applications through a lottery drawing on May 1st. For more information on either of the new city ordinances taking effect today, visit accessfayetteville.org.
Not much luck last night for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They opened a four-game set in Tulsa and were shut out 7-0 by the Drillers, their 10th consecutive loss. Series continues tonight in Tulsa.
Forecast this evening calls for mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers. Overnight lows from 40 in Northwest Arkansas to 46 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 46 to 50.